Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Without a shred of a doubt, the BCA should be involved. It's as simple as that for me. Chad Hartman here. Josh Wheeler is in. Great to have Josh here. Dave is out. Dave back with us on Monday. We talked about this a lot yesterday, but hopefully you just heard the press conference involving Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty and the Attorney General of the state, Keith Ellison. We are pursuing the Attorney General. Somewhat hopeful we will have him on, because I would like to ask him direct questions about why they believe the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension should be involved in this investigation. You heard three guests yesterday on this story, because we want to get to things when they happen. You heard Chris Maddow, who I have great respect for as a defense attorney, and who I think is going to be a notable factor in the race to be the next governor of the state. When I asked Chris Maddow about, let's just be really, really clear here, the lies by the President of the United States, the lies by Kristi Noem, and then as we're chatting, the Vice President also suggesting that the ICE officer who was identified yesterday as Jonathan Ross has absolute immunity. He does not have absolute immunity. Again, so that's another lie. So I asked Chris Maddow, an excellent defense attorney, do you think the BCA should be involved? And Maddow, from his own experience in his most recent highest profile case, he's had a number of high profile cases, but he said in the Ryan Londrigan case that he had multiple people reach out to him from the BCA suggesting what was happening was not independent, and that there was pressure from Mary Moriarty's office. Again, the BCA will conduct investigations. They do not reach a conclusion. They then turn it over to the county's office, in this case, Hennepin County, and then the decision is reached. Mike Freeman, also on yesterday, we'll get to that in a second. He faced that decision many, many times. Officer-involved shooting, you turn this over to the BCA. So because of that, Chris Maddow was dubious of the BCA. Tom Heffelfinger joins us yesterday, 105, said the decision by the U.S. Attorney's Office Dan Rosen, just in charge the last couple months. Again, I apologize for the voice. Doesn't believe for one second that that happened just on the U.S. Attorney's Office. Believes it clearly happened from a phone call with D.C. He has not met Rosen. He does not have a legal opinion, Rosen. I will add our guy, Andy Luger, on the show a lot. The previous U.S. attorney says, I have some political differences with Dan Rosen, but he knows Dan Rosen well, and he respects him. From my sourcing from calls later in the day, I didn't find a single person who believes Dan Rosen did this on his own. When the news came out yesterday morning, because we talked about a lot yesterday, and we're going to talk about this first segment, and hopefully the attorney general comes on the show. Tom Helfelfinger, who's normally a very reserved individual, called it a disgusting decision, like indefensible, that the BCA needs to be involved. The former Hennepin County attorney, Mike Freeman, 24 years, said, without a doubt, the BCA has to be involved. Let's be clear on the number of people who've already decided this case. And it includes the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. Okay? Jacob Frey, first press conference right here, hasn't backpedaled in any way, doesn't buy self-defense in any way. Jacob Frey, he's the mayor. Okay? He should not be involved in the investigation. Jason Chavez, today, calling it murder repeatedly. ICE officer has to be fired. He's not independent in any way. He should not be involved. Okay? Now we get to the President of the United States, and we get to his involvement. And I know people have incredibly different opinions about the president, and I've been very clear about mine. He has directed the Department of Justice, not privately. Who knows what he's doing privately, but publicly. We saw when he fired Jeff Sessions. We saw when he was furious with Bill Barr, two hardcore, for decades, conservative Republicans. When the president is a rhino, he just saw the opportunity, and he's pulled it off remarkably well because he's 2-1 in presidential elections. You're telling me even yesterday when he gives great access to the New York Times, bravo to the president, sitting down for multiple hours with the New York Times. Joe Biden was incapable of that. They hid him, even from the New York Times. Not talking about hiding him from Fox News. Not talking about hiding him from Sean Hannity. He wouldn't make him available for anybody. So the president, when they're showing in the video, wasn't even willing to acknowledge what the video, the debate of the video. Do I believe that Donald Trump will allow his Department of Justice to in any way slow down what he wants ICE to continue to do across the country? I do not. You get to vehemently, passionately agree with me or disagree with me. Now, let's be clear on Mary Moriarty. This host speaking right here on a high number of cases has called out Mary Moriarty and the decisions she has made. I understand, like Donald Trump, who was clear on who he was going to be when he ran for office, so was Mary Moriarty. I think she took it. I think personally, and I know this is a debate because her defenders, and she will say, I told you who I was. I think there have been too many cases where there were decisions where, not just to me, but to legal minds I trust, including our friend, the late, great Joe Freeberg, where it was like, what are they doing? Don't understand. So today, and again, I hope you heard it, unlike the mayor of Minneapolis, unlike Jason Chavez, the city council member, unlike Donald Trump, unlike J.D. Vance, and unlike Kristi Noem, and again, those three just lying. Okay. Fry playing an interesting combination where he's continuing to say this BS self-defense, but also calling for measured words. Don't know if you can put those two together myself. But Keith Ellison and Mary Morty talking about they still want the BCA to investigate the case. The community, from Moriarty first, our community has an expectation of transparency. We will have no preconceived ideas. Talks about that we do have jurisdiction because that question has been raised. Federal agent in a county, in a state, obviously, can they step in? It's higher because of the supremacy clause, but I've watched a number of smart legal minds say yes. Now, it should be noted that Colonel Bob Jacobson yesterday said the bar is higher. And there are times when the BCA works on federal cases. There are times when the BCA does not work on federal cases. They provide a link, a QR code that we see every single day, where the information will not go to Moriarty, will not go to Ellison. It's a QR code, and the information will go definitively, directly to the BCA. The Attorney General, who, again, we're trying to get on today, opened by talking about Renee Good and a person, and what she was trying to do as a observer of what was going on. And we have new video. We'll get to that later in the show. But again, he emphasized we are looking for fairness and transparency. We have reached no conclusion. And if you have any information, please share. So before we pause and we get your texts and calls at 651-461-9226, I know I certainly have opinions, but all these people involved, I'm offering that up. I'm not going to deny that. I am paid to give opinions, and I choose to try to consume facts from a lot of sources. You can say I'm this or that. I get it. That's a part of the job. Okay. I believe there are going to be people out there who, no matter what, will never believe an investigation is going to be independent if Donald Trump in some way has the final say. Or, conversely, will say, you want me to believe Mary Moriarty, or you want me to believe Keith Ellison? I get it. It's sad we've reached this point. There should be a way for our country to still have passionate, intelligent disagreements and feel like I voted for someone else in that position, but to still respect how we arrive at a legal decision. We've lost that in so many ways, and that is a sad indictment about our country. We should have multiple investigations, period. Clear for me. I don't even know why we say period, but I'll go with it there. Period. Do you agree or do you disagree, and why? This is your chance. Good phone calls will put you on the air. If you're just repeating what we say, thank you so much for listening. We'd want something different. We want you to add to the conversation. If it's easier for you to text, the Wheeler Hotline is available. 651-461-9226. I didn't have time.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to retweet the video, which Alpha News, give them credit, often on videos, on stories like this, Liz Collins' organization is ahead of others. Just a fact. There is video from one of the ICE officers when the passenger's out recording them, conversations going back and forth, which aren't the friendly, the most friendly, to be clear. And then comments from Renee Good, and you can hear, as you've heard with other videos, the one officer saying, get out of the bleeping car, get out of the bleeping car. She backs up, as we know. As we also know, she's turning to the right. The perspective of that officer at that time is obviously one that he will make clear to authorities with the FBI. And let me add, when I'm talking about the federal investigation and credibility of Donald Trump, I believe the overwhelming number of FBI officers are brilliant at what they do. I think they have a leader who's wholly unqualified, but there are people like Jimmy Galliano, who's a regular on the show, who make up the FBI. Again, we can go over this again, the number of the DHS policy on the rare circumstances where you fire at a moving vehicle, the policy of different law enforcement agencies all across the country on your reluctance to ever get in front of a vehicle. We also, as we discussed yesterday, this is an officer who was dragged, who tried to tase someone, never should have been dragged. We can debate, did the person need to smash the window the way they did? That's up for discussion. But should this person have been dragged in any way? Absolutely not. Is that a part of Jonathan Ross's decision-making? How is it not? So there's still a lot of information out there. And I get, we're about to go to calls and texts. I get how people can be sincere in their strong beliefs in all sorts of areas. Including, I've reached my conclusion, she was murdered. I haven't said that once. I have not reached that conclusion. Have not said that a single time. I also have not said a single time that no other officer would have done this. I'm going by policy. I said the first day when it's happening, I can see how if someone backs up at you and that view from behind where you can clearly see she's angling. But as you're Ross and you're moving more in front of the vehicle, do you have that perspective? Are you thinking about the training, by the way, which says don't shoot a moving vehicle and don't get in front of the car? Because that's the policy. Okay? But this is why we need multiple investigations. And clearly, someone from D.C., either the president himself or someone who knows how the president would feel, because he does not want his ICE investigations to stop, and Prime Minister Stephen Miller wants those numbers to go up. Do I know that 100%? Of course I don't. Think of it as your logical, and even if you're a ardent supporter of the president, you know that's true. Come on. Yes, you do. Let's go to some calls here and a lot of texts coming in. Greg has called in. Greg, you're on CCO.
Thanks for having me on the show. I agree that there's been a major loss of trust, and it's so sad to see that our governor, attorney general, mayor, and so forth have acted in such a way over the past many, many years that we cannot trust them any longer. And you made that point, which I agree. And
you're including the president, the vice president, the Homeland Security in that conversation also, right? Objectively.
I don't necessarily agree with your take on that. I mean,
how come you think the president is detached and doesn't publicly direct the attorney general what to do? You know that, Greg. You may agree with his points of view. You may be happy he's president. You may want him to be president the next 10 years. He doesn't hide it. He then replaces people as U.S. attorneys who are wholly unqualified and get dismissed from their position because they're not qualified. I mean,
there's a difference.
Go ahead.
I think there's a difference between using your authority in a very effective, aggressive manner and demonstrating a lack of commitment to the rule of law. I know that it's controversial, but I do think that the president and the vice president and so forth are more liable and more responsible to follow the rule of law than we've seen from the Minnesota leaders that you've mentioned.
Yeah, you're allowed to feel that way. One last thing. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and we should honor those folks within that industry who are great at what they do. But when the president pardoned everyone involved with January 6th, and I think there are examples of people who should have been pardoned. I think there are individuals who were peaceful. Now, they never should have walked in the Capitol. Okay, they just shouldn't have. But they weren't violent. They weren't disruptive. But the videos are endless of law enforcement officials getting beat viciously. You don't think the president really was protecting law enforcement when he came out and pardoned those folks, do you?
Protecting law enforcement. I mean, he was acting within his scope of authority. If people object to how he makes decisions such as pardons, then they shouldn't vote for him. But you're allowed,
Greg, as someone just like I am, to vote for someone, believe in them, and disagree. The president, in my view, and you certainly get to disagree, picks and chooses when he supports law enforcement as long as they are backing him. I mean, there were endless number of police officers who were beat that day. The videos are clear. And instead of selectively having his Department of Justice, which obviously he's entitled to, you're 100% right, look at case by case, which I would have no problem with. He offered up a blanket pardon to some of the worst of the worst. That's not, to me, that's just not supporting law enforcement. But I'm glad you called in. Thank you so
Can
much.
Can I make
for
one more point?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I think we'll agree to disagree on some of those points, but I really appreciate the opportunity just to let people know that our state is in distress, and I want to urge people to humble themselves and to consider that God is the answer to our problems.
Well, that's true, but we're not a theocracy, okay? We still vote for politicians, but I want you to believe in whatever you believe in. I have that opportunity, but we still elect individuals based on their policy positions and our beliefs.
Right.
Our beliefs can be a strong part of that. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. Dave, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi. You basically kind of touch about what I was just going to talk about, but Jonathan Ross made the mistake exactly of the opposite of what he's been trained to do. From the get-go, you're trained to stay away from the front of a car. From the get-go, you're not supposed to reach in a car, break the window. You know, these guys are not street cops. I mean, they haven't dealt with mobs of people. They haven't dealt with just minor things that can be addressed with a guy who just a T-shirt only. He doesn't need to have an MP5 and a tactical vest. These guys are way, 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 you know, overarmed, overdressed. It's just so distressing to see that. And just their appearance, you know, is going to put people on edge. And, you know, it just is not going to solve anything. And the other thing I want to talk about is just quick. They've got no business being on high school campuses. What's it going to solve? They're dealing with misdemeanor level issues. And what would it have solved if that lady would have been taken out of the car? What would have happened to her? Nothing. I mean, they have no reason to even.
Well, let me say this, and I'll give you a chance here, because one of the videos which came out last night shows she wasn't there for very long. Okay, and some cars could get by her. The new video that came out late yesterday shows that. But you know what? If law enforcement, whether you agree with ICE or not, says either move, and it appears there were conflicting information. Some was move, some was get out of the car. It's clear at the end. She's not right to drive away. She is 100% not right to drive away. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. I do. But whether it rises to the level of screaming obscenities and threatening her, I mean, you could have approached that a whole different way. It didn't need to be done so aggressively.
Thank you, sir. Let's do this. Let's pause. We're going to stay with this longer. We've mentioned for a couple days that after the Iowa game, we did interview the men's basketball coach, Nico Medved. But this story has been so enormous that we have not had a chance to play the Nico Medved interview. It's still relevant until tonight when they play USC. But we may play it hopefully later today, or we might just play it periodically, Josh, on an August day when we've got nothing.
Get our gopher fixing.
Yeah, we'll go text the topic, and then we'll go, here is the Nico Medved interview, where I thought he was very good, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, keep the text coming. 651-461-9226. All right, Josh.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is our bumper music theme today?
It is a day of unity per the Governor Tim Walz. So we're bringing people together on a Friday. Togetherness, unity, the theme is surrounded with just bringing people to being one. To end the week.
People wondering, where is our guy Major? I'll tell you the truth. You know where Major is right now? He's at San Diego Padres fantasy baseball camp. Mm. That is where he's at. I told him it better be competitive. He better slide into second base with spikes high. Tell everybody you're a TV star. No one can look you in the eye. Someone also asked, because they miss Major's show on CCO Radio, the take-up. That is not a WCCO Radio decision. That is a CBS decision. They no longer made it available, which God knows how they arrived at that decision. However, you can still get the takeout, Major's outstanding podcast, every single day like I do. Just sign up for the takeout, and boom, it's right there at your phone. It you will have to send me probably $500. If you would like to get the takeout podcast, you need to send me $500. Then you'll get it, and I'd like it in unmarked bills. Let's go with unmarked bills. Josh, have you ever received unmarked bills before?
Not long enough to where it's already out of my hands, so I wouldn't notice.
Let's get to a number of the texts on this topic. You guys want transparency coming from the state that just had all this fraud. Can you expect us to trust the BCA? Good luck, buddy. What do you like? You like when somebody calls you a buddy?
Love it.
What do you call somebody, Josh, if you don't know their name? You see them and you feel like you should know them. Fella, buddy, big guy. My father went with Coach a lot. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I think big guy is usually the one I go with.
What if it is a big guy? And maybe they don't want to be called big guy.
I think they should shorten up a little bit.
Yeah. This person has no clue who's in the BCA. Has no idea. Okay. It's not a bunch of individuals who've been convicted of fraud. By the way, this show, which has been calling out fraud for years and years with endless lists of guests. The BCA, in not all cases, because Chris Battle clearly disagreed at about this time 24 hours ago, but in most cases has received a great deal of praise from Republicans and Democrats for their independence. And if we're going to talk fraud, let's just be factual. The President of the United States has pardoned individuals involved in fraud over and over and over again. That does not diminish in any way the egregious, the disgusting and the criminal amount of fraud in this state. This is the person who said right away Tim Walz should not run for re-election, who said the other day, if the election was today and Walz was still in the race, as of now, if you told me I was going to vote for, Tim Walz is not it. I would vote for Chris Maddle right now. Now, maybe I'm going to learn more about Maddle, and I'm going to disagree. I want somebody different in that office. Chad, you're giving your opinion on an extremely liberal, biased network. Okay, no one tells anyone at this radio station what to say. It just doesn't happen. Brad Lane doesn't tell me. Jeff Gonsalves doesn't tell me. No one tells me what to say. You may disagree, but when I say I wouldn't vote for Tim Walz, when we've literally had on over a dozen Republicans on this show the last couple months, if they thought I was unfair and wasn't willing to give them a fair shake, they would not come on the show. Yes, I believe Donald Trump has no moral character at all. He has the moral character of the pen I'm holding up. I also want no part of Bernie Sanders politics. My God, just let's a little objectivity be nice. Let's be clear. No one deserves to lose their life. We do need to be careful about the misrepresentation of this person. Ms. Good was not a good person. She lost her kids from first marriage because she intentionally burned her kids' cigarettes and also spent time in jail. Okay. I don't know if any of that is true yet. Okay? Because there's also a lot of people out there who are saying that she comported herself very well and very kindly, okay? Just because she had a divorce, we're going to eliminate that. And by the way, let's say she wasn't the greatest person, okay? What does that have to do with the decisions? It's the same thing with George Floyd, okay? George Floyd should have never resisted arrest, indisputably. He should have been restrained by Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin did, for a period of time, use training that officers were trained on. You know what they were not told to do? A minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8.5 minutes. If the bar is going to be, we need to judge what kind of person you are in your past, not your actions at that time, and judge if you're a good enough person for how we treat you, you've got to be kidding me. Isn't it interesting that an ally of ICE gives the video to Alpha News, but not to the BCA? Clearly, Alpha News, which is becoming more influential in this state, is in high percentage of cases more sympathetic to law enforcement. That has been a part of their appeal. They're not sympathetic to law enforcement if they don't agree with where Liz and Bob stand. Isn't that funny? But I don't know if the BCA has this video already. They may, right? Let's see. Hi, Chad. A friend of mine is a parent of a student that attends Robbinsdale School District. Got a text alert that ICE is at Cooper High right now. Here's what I'm saying on how awful I think what is going on right now. Are we really, is this really the world you want to live in where we are going to have a high number of officers, ICE officers or Border Patrol, not like Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Lakeland Shores, wherever they have it, and showing up, and the presumption of being extraordinarily aggressive, because that's what happens in too many cases, not all. Just the other day, we had someone thrown to the ground, treated violently and horribly, and it turned out they were a U.S. citizen. We can have the debate on the number of illegal immigrants. We're no longer having the debate on violent criminals. We all want them out. For me, if someone left a ravaged country and they've come here and they've been here for some period of time, we can have that debate, and they are productive members of society, they're community members, I think we should find a way, and maybe it's a long line of pure citizenship, maybe not the same as those of us who just happen to be lucky, by the way. We could have been unlucky and born in a ravaged country, and we probably would have looked for another alternative too. Funny, we would have. But we were fortunate. We were born here. I don't need ICE tracking down people at schools, at churches, at hospitals. That disgusts me. I think it's gross. I think it's frightening that that's America in 2026. I know others disagree and say, you came here illegally. No matter how long you've been here, we're going to rip you out of the country. We just have a strong difference of opinion on that. It's a 52 past 12 on CCO. Among the texts, let's keep running those. We are still efforting the Attorney General, trying to find a way within his schedule to get him to come on and ask him specific questions about this story, about why he and Mary Moriarty believe that the BCA should be involved. Hopeful that will happen. Hey, guy, boss is universal. Yes. Chad, are you going to talk about this for weeks on end and taking the focus away from the real part of the state, which is all the fraud occurring? It's the biggest story in the country. And when we had Chris Maddow on yesterday, we also talked fraud. The fraud story is not going away. Okay. And like Pat Garofalo the other day on Twitter, who I like, who's been on the show, the former Republican member of the legislature, said, well, now with all walls out, the fraud story is going to go away. And I said, I don't agree. Well, the next day we had more absolute lies with the behavioral organization. The fraud story is going nowhere. But we have a debate on what Good and Ross did and the ICE story, which is enormous. So obviously we're going to talk about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.